Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Tyler Ann Binder. His new book, Plentiful Country, The Great Potato Famine and the Making of Irish New York. The professor very carefully explains why it is that he was able to put this enormous piece of research together from banking records, the Emigrant Savings Bank in New York. Poor people, bank accounts. In the 21st century, that seems an odd combination. The professor explains why it was necessary in the 19th century. Professor Ann Binder, the migrants to New York from Ireland fleeing the potato famine and the deprivations suffered accordingly. And their banking account for dozens, decades of years, telling the story of the rise and success of Irish Americans. More of this tonight.
Exactly. That's the kind of thing that a lot of people who look at my book don't understand. They think, oh, well, only rich people would have opened bank accounts. But in fact, it was the opposite, because tenement apartments, the tenement building you lived in had no lock on the front door. Your tenement apartment had no lock on the door. So anybody could waltz into your building and into your apartment if you weren't there. And very often for the Irish, everybody was out during the day working. And so as a result, and fire was also such a common threat. And so it's actually the poorest New Yorkers who are more likely to open bank accounts than more well-to-do New Yorkers who could afford to put a safe in their house or could afford to put a lock on their doors or had servants in their house day and night who could make sure no strangers walked in. So that's kind of a myth that I've had to disabuse people of in this book. It's actually the poorer people who are more likely to have bank accounts.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.